Good morning, 809 News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Happy sun on a Monday. Beautiful day out. Joining us by phone as he does every week. If it's not him, it's Sheriff Johnson, the Chief Deputy at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, Shane Tucker. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. How are you this morning?
I'm great. I'm good. I'm sore. I was talking about doing airsofting before the break, and I'm sore like a 50-year-old should be, but, you know, that's all right.
I can relate.
That's sore and full of marks, which is also what happens. Anything that we don't already know about from the last week or maybe the weekend that happened crime-wise?
Saturday night, our detectives our deputies helped some detectives from South Carolina locate a homicide suspect. We got contacted Saturday by a detective out of South Carolina and told us that he had some information that a homicide suspect with a stolen vehicle was possibly in our area. So our deputies went over to the address that he provided. They did locate the vehicle, but the suspect was not there. So they did some digging and tracking around and were able to actually determine that the suspect was at a restaurant at that particular time in Pensacola. So we contacted our partners at Pensacola Police Department, Escambia County Sheriff's Office, and they were able to take the homicide suspect into custody. So that was, you know, kind of an interesting little chain of events.
Yeah. Like at the restaurant or outside, or do you know?
And, you know, I don't know. He was at the restaurant property. I mean, I don't know if at the time he was inside or outside,
okay,
but he was at a local restaurant in Pensacola.
Just thinking, I don't think I've ever been in a restaurant. We were out to eat on Sunday because it's my son's birthday on Halloween. We were out to eat, and I don't think I've ever seen anybody just get arrested in a restaurant in front of me, but maybe I just don't hang around with the right people. So, or maybe I do hang around with the right people.
I would say you are hanging out with the right people.
Maybe that's the case. Last Monday, we talked to Sheriff Johnson just a little bit before you guys had the press conference to make the announcement about the raids on the massage parlors. Now, last we heard, there was just the one person had been charged with operating without a license. But, of course, we were waiting or pending charges for prostitution, you know, for example. Have we had any other developments in this case yet that you can talk about?
There hasn't been anything substantive that has changed as far as what the information that we have. I do not know if warrants have been activated as of yet, but I do know there will be some prostitution charges coming and some other charges as they relate to this. And as Sheriff Johnson mentioned in the press conference, you know, the search warrants that were conducted produced records and other pieces of evidence. So it's
sure
potential that there will be charges that we weren't actually anticipating as detectives and agents sift through all that material.
So I said this on the air when we talked about it after the press conference, not with Sheriff, but like on the Tuesday morning after. I made the comment that, look, I would never ever be caught dead in one of these places because I just assume stuff is going on, you know, and I don't want to be anywhere near that or even have the appearance of maybe being anywhere near that. Is it wrong for me to make that assumption? I mean, are there good ones out there? You tell me. You're the law enforcement guy.
Well, I can tell you that this is a type of complaint that for years we have received on these types of establishments. I have never been into one, so I wouldn't know. Outside of a chiropractor's office, I wouldn't know, you know, how to tell if an establishment is legitimate or not.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, there was obviously things going on inside that once you were inside, any person with a modicum of common sense would be able to tell is wrong.
Yeah.
You know, but from the outside, you know, you don't want to judge a business without having firsthand knowledge. What I can tell you is that these types of businesses, we have received, you know, numerous complaints over the years from, you know, people with concerns like this.
Okay. And see, that's what, you know, that in my mind, it was kind of like, oh, really? I can't believe it. No, I mean, I assume it about not. And this is why you have, you know, a legitimate massage therapist. It's got to drive them crazy because, you know, they do a real business that's really on the up and up and is just one thing. And then you have all this other stuff going on. Hey, I did want to ask you, I was watching this congressional hearing about social media, and I like to ask these questions sometimes of all my cop friends, and you're one of them. They made the comment that really, when it comes to not just trafficking and not just contacting of minors, but actual drug dealing and other kinds of illegal behavior, that it's just all over social media, and especially with kids. And so my question for you is, are there some platforms that are better or safer or worse? Are they all equally bad? You know, is Snap better than TikTok, and is Twitter better than, you know, I mean, your thoughts. I just want to, I'm the parent, I got kids, and we don't let them have any social media apps other than they do Discord with their friends. But you tell me, what's the status of social media and kids and these kind of behaviors?
Well, you know, one of the problems of any social media is that we run into is when children are allowed unfettered access to them without any supervision whatsoever. Mm-hmm. You and I have talked about that before.
Yep.
There's not a platform that's going to be safe for minor children to be on without appropriate supervision. You know, and by no means am I a social media guru. You know, I'm not all that well versed in it. What I can tell you, any of those platforms can be used for nefarious purposes and are used for nefarious purposes. The safest platform is going to be the one that, as a parent, you're monitoring and you're assisting your children in making good decisions. The bottom line is, any of them are going to be used for bad purposes routinely.
Yeah.
To include human trafficking, drug use, bullying. You see all of that on any type of social media. None of them are exempt from it.
Yeah, no, that makes sense, and that's why I wanted to ask you. So thanks for that perspective. I got one other thing I want to talk with you about. You guys had babies. Copper, the canine bloodhound, had babies, right?
We sure did. Oh, my goodness. That was her first litter, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe she had 12 or 13 puppies, which
wow.
is a massive litter for a first litter of puppies. But all the little pups are doing great. Copper's doing great, and she's quite an attentive mama. So we're really excited to watch these little fellows grow.
Outstanding. Well, we'll look forward to see their progress, and thanks for the time. Shane Tucker, he's the Chief Deputy at Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. I certainly appreciate it, sir. It's 8:16 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
In 1976, the Blue Angels were kept busy taking part in air shows across the country. America was in the midst of the year-long